In today's episode, I'm asking a profound question of, do you know what your Isaac is? We are going to be talking about how we can identify the Isaac that we might have in our life and what we can do to make sure we are willing to surrender it. If you are not a Bible scholar or a person that knows the Bible, this will still bless your soul because it's identifying that thing that you feel like you're holding dear and you can't let go. I hope you join me for this podcast. I'll see you on the inside. If you are a woman of faith and you want practical support in the areas of faith, focus, or finances, especially if you are an entrepreneur, then you are in the absolute right place. I am Dr. T. I am a certified executive coach, a woman of faith, a serialpreneur, and I absolutely love to coach women who have the desire to grow in those three areas. So if you know that that's you, I want you to hang out with me for a while because I am absolutely sure you will be blessed. Hey there, this is your girl, your sister, and your mentor, Dr. T, coming to you with another episode of Faith, Focus, and Finances, as especially for women entrepreneurs. And we are here to spread the good news to help those of us in our lives, wherever we are, do what we can do on this side of heaven so we can glorify God. And especially in our businesses, if you go back to many of the podcasts I've done, you'll see a lot of them have business slants. It might be mindset slants, which is about our focus, but it's also about our faith. That transition happened probably at the time of this recording, well, several episodes ago, but it's just, I'm still evolving, but I said what I'm going to do is stay true to the message. And so I'm really, really excited about those of you who have been joining me. I was looking at the stats from all over the world, and I was seeing Germany and Singapore and you know, Japan and the United States and Trinidad and just all over the world. And I just want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart for those of you who are continuing to rock with a sister. And for those of you who are making donations to help this program continue to spread, I love you and I thank you for the support because, as my pastor always say, it's always good to give back to the field that you're harvesting from. And so I appreciate that. This particular topic today came about, you know, from some, I was doing some Bible reading and I was thinking about a conversation I was having with some of my girls this past weekend. And you know how you just, you think about stuff and it just kind of just stays in your spirit for a little bit. Well, this stayed in my spirit and I'm right now reading through the Gospels and just doing another round of going through the Gospels. And I don't know how this thought of Isaac came into my spirit. I don't know. I was reading in red where Jesus was talking and it began, you know, I think he was talking about the Pharisees, right? I think he was talking, or the leaders, or, and you know, he's doing one of his parables in the particular part that I'm reading. And I don't know, it was something, I can't remember what it was that struck me about this, but I immediately sent a message to my girls and asked them this question. And so I wanted to do a podcast about it because I feel like it's profound and it's something that I am looking to improve upon in my own life. And we're talking about, what is your Isaac? Do you even know what your Isaac is? Here is the thing. Let me just give some background for those of you who might not know about the story of Isaac. Most of you will, is in Genesis 22, and it's really a story about Abraham's willingness to sacrifice his father, even though God had already promised him that out of him would be many nations, right? And not only had God promised him that, and not only did he believe it, this was a son that was long awaited, right? And so if God has told Abraham that he was going to birth many nations, and then God simultaneously asked him to sacrifice the one son that he had, that don't seem to match. The math don't math, right? The math not mathing, right? And but the question was he willing to do it, right? And that is, here's something that really, 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 really struck me about this story that just was like mind blowing. It wasn't necessarily It wasn't only, let me say it this way, it wasn't only that that was the promise God had given Abraham. It wasn't only, the promise of a son, but he was the promise, right? It was through him that the promise was going to come. Like, because sometimes we think about, you know, sacrificing something that we love, right? I just want to make this real clear. We sacrifice something we love or something that we've longed for, something that we've wanted for a long time, something that we're praying for, you know, that we've wanted. It could be in our business. It could be a relationship. You know, it could be something in our family. It could be a job. It could be an education. It could be anything, right? But it's something that you really, really, really long for, right? And that can be your Isaac, right? Because the question really is coming about, are you willing to sacrifice that for God, that thing that you really, really, really want? But the other part that's hard, this is the part that got me, was what if it's the promise? What if your Isaac is the promise that God said? So if the promise is that God is going to let you, like, I'll just say the promise for me is that I'm going to speak all over the world. If that's the promise, how do I allow, if that's the promise and it's my Isaac, how do I have the faith and the courage to lay that at the altar? That's what we're going to talk about. If the promise is that you're going to have a, you know, multi-million-dollar business, and that's the thing that God is asking you to lay at the altar, God is telling you to stop the business. How do you do that simultaneously? If the promise is that God is going to bless you with a particular relationship, you know, or a child, or the size of a family, but that's the one thing that God is telling you to sacrifice, how do you do that? That's the thing. That's the thing that I'm telling you. It is wrecking me right now, because, you know, I remember years ago when I used to say to myself, you know, I don't want to be tied to material things. I want to be, I've given the coat off my back. You know, I've given away stuff very, very easily. Clothes. I've given away stuff, right? And I'm not saying that to toot my own horn. I'm saying that I was always trying to put myself in a position where I didn't want to feel like I was attached to something like that, right? But the reality is that wasn't my Isaac, my Lord and my God. Those were things that I didn't want to get an attachment to, but it really wasn't my Isaac, which and oftentimes make it easier to give those things away, right? So it might be something in your life that you have that you might find it's a little bit easier to give away, right? But then that might not be your Isaac. I also thought about, I'm gonna juxtapose this against a practice in Catholicism where Lent, you practice Lent, you know, and for 40 days you should give up something. And sometimes it's easy, you know, it's like I might give up sweets, or I might give up eating cereal. And my crazy self did it for a year. I gave up cereal for a whole year. Because I grew up on it, y'all don't judge me. Or you might, it might be, you know, the thing, oh, I don't know what I should give up. And then you get to that one thing, you're like, ooh, I can't get it up. That's the thing you should actually give up, right? And so I thought about that, because it oftentimes you can go in your heart and in your mind and look to see, I can do that for this. I can't do that. I remember, you guys know I'm a sports fanatic. I gave up March Madness one year. When I tell you that was hard, I've given up checking ESPN. That about killed me. But it was what I needed to give up at that time. So I thought about that as I was thinking about this podcast with about Isaac. And I know for a fact my Isaac is my business of coaching and consulting, and not just coaching, but trying to get myself in a place where I am on stages and, you know, at events and doing things like that. And the problem has been that I'm trying to do it. My Lord and my God, I'm being all the way open right here. Like, I'm trying to make it happen. And then I would be like, well, that's not happening. Let me try it like this, or this is not happening. Let me try it like that. And it has been my Isaac for years, probably decades. And I am laying it at the cross. I said it and I'm dealing with it, right? And that's what I am asking us to do. So the first thing we really have to do is we have to be able to identify our Isaac. Maybe you have to think about what would be the hardest thing for you to surrender to God, right? Is there something you're holding out on or holding on to, or you have a fear of something that you're losing? Maybe it's also something that you want, like really, really bad, right? That might be an Isaac. So what has become central to your identity? Ooh, did you hear that? Or your security, perhaps more than God. Now, we oftentimes, I'll be the first one to say, you know, like I'm just trying to live right and do the Lord's work over here. And I'm always looking at them things, like the things that I know that take up a lot of brain space, right? There's been a time when it was a relationship for me, took up a lot of brain space for me. And what I recognized was that brain space, if I'm thinking about that more than I'm thinking about God, then that has kind of superseded God for me. I'm not talking about nobody else. I'm talking about me, right? So maybe that's something that you can think about, right? It has this thing taken up more brain space and more thought time than God. And maybe that has become our Isaac, because that's the first step that I think that we have to take in order to surrender. And why do you think God wants us to surrender? Like, I mean, we all know that we all should be wanting to go towards a deeper relationship with Christ and a deepening our faith, right? And free us of misplaced attachments. That might set somebody free right there. Is that it's not that we have wrong attachments, is that we have misplaced attachments. We have attachments on things that we probably shouldn't have attachments to, right? And that could be something big or small. And don't allow somebody to make you feel any kind of way because your attachment is this and their attachment is that. That doesn't matter. Nobody's leading the same life. And so whatever is your thing is your thing. And here's the reflection is that when we hold on too tight to something, it really can hinder our ability to trust God. And we want to be able to say, I trust you, God, more than this. If I have to lay this thing down, if I know that I wanted this, but this isn't something that you wanted for my life because you wanted to use me in a different way, am I willing to lay it down? That's what I'm asking. And watch this. It's not always easy. I'm gonna be the first to say, it's not always easy to surrender what the promise. Again, sometimes it's surrendering of a thing, but surrendering the promise is hard. And sometimes it can feel impossible. I was reflecting on when Jesus was in the garden, right? And now the scripture I'm quoting, well, the part of the scripture I'm quoting, Luke 22 and 42, where he was talking about, it's not my will, but your will be done, right? We know that Jesus said, Lord, it's not my will, but your will be done. But before that, the struggle. God, he said, Father, if you will, take this cup from me, right? But then he said, but not my will, thy will be done, right? And so there even for the Son of Man, there was a struggle. That's what I'm trying to get us to understand. That's what I'm trying to make sure that I'm grasping for myself, is that it's not going to be easy. Now, the story of Abraham, say Abraham was willing to walk him up, and he was willing to lay him on the altar, and he took out the knife, and he was ready to stab his son. He was ready to do it, and then there was a ram in the bush, right? And if God was going to have him go through it, he believed that God would have raised him from the dead, or he'd have given him another Isaac. But that's where his faith was, right? And that's what he was willing to prove to God. And yes, for many of us today, it can be metaphorical, right? We're not going to lay a human being on the altar to do something like what Abraham was doing in those times. But we might have to metaphorically lay something on the altar and be willing to do that to it. We might have to walk away from something and then let God put a ram in the bush, right? But it's going to be, and here's the thing. Whatever we're showing man about that has nothing to do with what God understands in our heart, right? God will know if our our sacrifice, if our willingness to sacrifice is from our heart, or is it from our hope that God will put a ram in the bush? That might set somebody free right there. Did you hear what I said? You might not be from your heart, but it's from your hope that God will put a ram in the bush. He is still in the miracle working business. He still can put rams in the bushes, right? But we have to be willing to go all the way with it without this proverbial thought of God, I hope you put a ram in the bush. If God don't put a ram in the bush, well, he didn't already told me this is what I'm going to do. So I just believe it. I don't know how he's going to do it. It's not my job to care and to know how he's going to do it. I just know God said, this is what he said. This is the promise, right? This is the promise. And I am going to stand fast on the promise. Now, here are really some practical steps for you to lay your Isaac at the cross. Number one, pray for clarity and strength, right? If you don't know what your Isaac is, I want you to do some thinking about that, right? I know what my Isaac is. And you might have some baby Isaacs too. I said it and I ain't taking it back, right? Some of us might have several Isaacs. It is what it is. But I want to get myself to the point where I don't have any. I'm willing to lay it at the cross, right? Because I want to be pleasing to God. And then we have to practice trust daily, right? We have to start by giving God small areas of our life and gradually surrender big ones. It's not where you start, it's where you end. And you can only get to a place of tackling those bigger things in your life if you start with the small things. Right. And you get better and you build momentum. Don't let anybody tell you anything other than that. Is to start where it is that you need to start, be encouraged and get through so that you can get to those other levels or those other things that you want to be able to give to God. Make sure you release control physically or symbolically to offer your Isaac to God, whether it's through prayer. Maybe you got a journal. Maybe you have to share what you're trying to give up with some trusted people. Like I'm telling y'all, I'm giving up this fight for this part of my business. I'm laying it at the cross. And when God decides to open the doors for me, I know it's going to be exponential growth because God's the only one that can restore time. I already know that. And I'm believing God for it. And if he decides to take me home before that thing happens, well, then I just am going to have to look at a different way that God wanted me to be on different soil. So I just trust him. I trust him. And I've learned that for 50 plus years, I've done it one way and God wants to do it another. So that's why I'm laying this thing at the cross. And I'm telling everybody out there from this podcast who is listening to me, that's what I'm doing. And I'm encouraging you to do the same, is to release that control. And however you have to do it, put it out there that this is what it is that you're working on and that you want to lay it at God's feet. And also stay open to God's direction, right? It doesn't always mean loss. Like if you're surrendering your promise, if you're surrendering a thing to God, it doesn't always have to mean loss. It can also lead to God showing his faithfulness in ways that we could not imagine. That's the beauty of what I like about the things that God does, is that when we are willing to give the sacrifice to God, he shows up in an insurmountable way. He shows up in a way that is absolutely mind-blowing. He always has. He always will. That is the one place in the Bible that God is telling you to test him on, is that, as that the old folks used to say, you can't be God-giving no matter how hard you try. So if we give to him, if we give him our trust, if we give him our Isaacs, if we sacrifice these things so we don't have any God before him while we're here on earth, it can lead to things that are absolutely unimaginable. So I really want you to be thinking about that because, you know, Abraham experienced God's provision. He experienced it, and it was in miraculous ways. And so I want to be able to hear those things that are happening in your life because you decided that you wanted to surrender. We all have different parts of our lives that we want to improve upon, our prayer life, our walk with God, our devotion, our Sabbath, you know. But I want to also improve upon surrendering my Isaac to God, and that's what I'm encouraging you to do today. I hope that there was something that I said in this podcast that was a blessing to your mind and your spirit. I hope that if it was something that you enjoyed, that you will take the time to send it to a sister friend so that it can be a blessing to them, as well as be able to spread around, because you know that's how we grow. You guys decide that today, whenever day you are listening to this podcast, that you're going to be great on purpose. I'll see you in the next episode. Hey there, before you go, I'd really appreciate it if you took a second to click on that like, follow, or subscribe button. You can even download this episode for later or send it to a sister friend that may need it, because those are the things that are going to help us grow. Also in the description, if you'd be so kind as to click on that donation button, that is really what's going to take us into the next stratosphere. Your support and help with this, because it takes a lot to get this podcast going, and I know that it'll continue to be a blessing. Thank you so much in advance for your support.